You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Joy is made complete when we love and serve others the way Jesus did. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Joyful.
Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship services. No, my name is Romel, and I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. In Victory, we are here to honor God, and we are here to make disciples. And again, we would like to invite you, no, sa mga viewers natin, to our on-site worship services. Ano, we have been meeting for the past 2 months, and of course, no, kung kayo po ay 18 to 65 years old, at kayo naman po ay lumalabas para magtrabaho, para po mamalengke, pumunta sa grocery stores, o kaya nagda-dine out naman din po kayo, we would like to invite you to once again experience coming here on site and really just worshiping God together. No? And we would want us to slowly restore the value of what is central and essential to the church life, and that is for the people of God to come together and worship God together. Pero syempre po, no, kung kayo po ay below 18 years old or you're above 65 years old, online po muna tayo. No? Tsaka syempre po, yung mga high risk, and kapag nasaran din po tayo ng registration, mag-online po muna tayo. But kung kakayanin po natin, no, and we are allowed to go out, we are healthy, and we have been going out, we would like again to invite you to our on-site worship services. We are observing, okay, the minimum health standard and protocols of our government. Kapag po tayo ay aatin sa ating on-site worship services, tayo po ay palagi nakamaskara at naka-face shield. No? So, hindi po natin natanggal yan. Ano? Kapag tinanggal nyo po ang inyong face mask at ang face shield, kayo na po ang mag-preach at magsasalita dito sa harapan. Ano? Again, we are hoping, okay, to see you in our on-site worship services, kung allowed na rin po naman tayo at kung tayo rin naman po ay lumalabas. Ano? And so, we would like to see you here in our on-site worship services. At ngayon po ay February 14. And so, happy Valentine's Day po sa ating lahat. Ano? And syempre, pwede po bang pakipusuan po natin ang ating comment section? Ano? And syempre, gusto ko lang pong batiin ang aking mahal na asawa, okay, at ang aking dalawang magagandang anak. Happy Valentine's Day. At alam po natin na kapag dumarating po ang Pebrero, no, Feb-ibig na po, no, at lalo na ngayong February 14, araw po ng mga puso, and hopefully we could sense that love is in the air, romance is around us, but being in a relationship is not easy. Okay, let me correct myself. Being in a harmonious relationship is not easy. Tama po ba? Being in a harmonious relationship is not easy. Yes, God designed us to be in a relationship. We are a relational being. When we were born, we were put in a family with mom and dad, probably with siblings. Tayo ay mga kapatid. Kapag tayo ay nag-aral, we will meet our classmates. Magkakaroon po tayo ng mga kaibigan. In church, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are made for relationships and to build meaningful relationships with God and with others. But you see, our closest relationship, yes, can give us joy, but they can rob us of joy as well, no? And so, relationships are both rewarding, and it could also get messy, and at times, some relationships are beyond repair. Being in a harmonious relationship is not easy. Tulad nilang po sa mga mag-asawa, no? We enter marriage with joy and gladness, with high hopes of harmony, swak na swak sa isa't isa, compatible talaga kami, kape siya, gatas ako, no? Parang ganun, ano? Parehas ng gusto, ng hobby, ng music, ng movies, ng food, loves to travel, loves to explore, we're in love. And then a few months into reality, nagsama sa isang bubong ng bahay, siyempre, isa lang po dapat bubong ng bahay, ano? Sa isang kwarto, sa isang CR, ang dami po palang pinagkaiba. Yung isa, pagkukuha ng toothpaste kahit saan, yung isa naman, dapat daw sa pinakadulo para efficient. Yung isa, kapag manunood, ayaw ng commercial, ilipat ng ililipat. Yung isa, dapat same channel lang hanggat matapos ang pinapanood. Yung isa, kapag matutulog, gusto dim light. Yung isa, dapat madilim na madilim. Yung isa, gusto may music. Yung isa, dapat tahimik lamang. And many times, yung mga bagay na nakasanayan at nakagisnan po natin, mahirap na pong baguhin. And so, conflict arises. We want harmonious relationship with our children, and yet there is a gap between parents and their teenagers and their children. We want harmonious relationship at home, And yet, conflicts are real between siblings, sa mga magkakapatid. Hindi lang sa magkakapatid, magulang sa kanilang anak at anak sa kanilang mga magulang. Being in a harmonious relationship is not easy. It's not a walk in the park. We want harmonious relationship in the church, right? I mean, yan ang gusto po natin. I mean, we want a perfect church na lahat po nagkakasundo-sundo. Kapag meron po kayo nakitang perfectong simbahan, huwag po kayong a-attend dyan. Pag umattend po kayo dyan, masisira na po yan. Okay, why? Because we are not perfect. We're imperfect people. And so, in a church, there would be misunderstanding, relational dysfunctions, offense do happen. If not properly dealt with, it would lead to gossip, quarrel, and disunity. And when we are in a relational conflict, we either flight or fight, no? Either lilipad ka o lalaban ka, parang ganun po yan. Ano sabihin ng flight, no? Silent treatment, yung hindi ka na po mamamansin. Ignoring the person, not talking to them. Bigla na lang mawawala without explanation or goodbye. Ang tawag daw po doon ngayon, ghosting, no? Kapag ginawa niyo raw po yan, ikaw ay isang multo. Okay? Inboxing, hindi babasahin yung message, scene zone, muting notification, snoozing for 30 days sa Facebook, di ba? Unfollow, minsan unfriend na, no? And we are, yung reaction po natin dyan, flight, no? So, umiiwas po tayo. But in the advent of social media, di ba medyo tumapang na po tayo, nagsasalita na tayo, nagbe-vent out na tayo. And so, we fight. Doon tayo magpo-post ng mga patama, no? Blind item. Para tayong tabloid na dyaryo lamang ang peg, no? Bakit? Kasi may mga nakikialam sa mga hindi naman nila dapat pinapakialaman, no? Pinupost natin sa social media, all caps pa yan. And so, alam na po ng madlang public, no? Na may kaaway ka, except dun sa taong kaaway mo talaga, di ba? And so, but our hope is that in our relational conflicts or dysfunctions, we will learn to go and move beyond flight or fight, but make things right and do things right. At iyan po ang kagandahan sa Biblia. I'm glad the Bible was written to real people with real relational problems and it offers real solutions and not superficial answers. I mean, yung simbahan po sa Philippi was a good church, but it was not perfect. There were relational dysfunctions, relational conflict in the church. There were disagreements in the church. And so Paul gently urges them to work through their differences and he gives some principles for harmonious relationship that apply both to the church and in our homes and even to any other kind of relationship. And by doing so, I believe we will find joy in our relationships. At ito po ang ating pag-uusapan ngayong araw na to. Let us read Philippians 2, 3 to 8 as our main text for today. And it says here, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to grasp, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. And being found in a human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would grant us the grace, Lord, to learn to be able to value people above ourselves and to look out for the interests of others more than ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Meron pong isang TED Talk, no? Yung TED Talk po, ito po yung where the world's leading thinkers and doers give the talk of their lives in 18 minutes. And it was said in one of the TED Talks, okay, that the Italian island of Sardinia, no, isang maliit daw po yan na island sa Italy, has more than 6 times of many centenarians, mga tao daw po na mahigit 100 taon as the mainland, no? And 10 times as many as in North America. So ganun daw po karami yung mga tao na nabubuhay ng mahigit sa 100 taon. Why? According to longevity researcher Susan Pinker, it's not a sunny disposition or a low-fat, gluten-free diet that keeps the islanders alive so long is their emphasis on close personal relationships and face-to-face interactions. And they were saying that probably the secret to long life, to living longer, may be your social life. Number one is social integration, following very closely is close relationship. And then, at saka pa lang, quit smoking, quit boozing, flu vaccine, etc., etc. And so, napaka-importante po ito. It means that relationship does matters. Okay? Based on this research, if we want to live long, we got to learn to relate to our community, to our neighbors, to our friends. And most especially, we got to learn to relate properly, okay, to our close family, close relationships, sa ating mga kasama sa bahay, sa ating nanay, sa ating mga magulang, at sa ating mga kapatid. At kaya ito po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Relationship matters. And today we're going to answer how to have joy in our relationships. What's the key to have joy in our relationship? What is the key to a harmonious relationship? And here it is. The key to have joy in our relationships is to value others above ourselves and to look out for the interests of others for Jesus' sake. Let me repeat that again. The key to have joy in our relationships is to value others above ourselves and to look out for the interests of others for Jesus' sake. In short, it is dying to self and living for others for Christ's sake. And napakahirap po niya, no? This is a very, very hard thing for us to do. A hard pill to swallow, but necessary for us to do so that we can live with joy in our relationships. At kapag nagawa po natin to, hindi lang po tayo magkakaroon ng joy in our relationship, hahaba pa po yung buhay natin. Ano? I mean, but mahirap po siyang gawin. This is like having a child needing to drink his or her medicine. And that medicine might be bitter, but he or she needs to drink it, take it in order for him or her to get better. And if we want better relationships and not bitter relationships, if we want joy in our relationships and harmonious relationship, we need to learn to value others above ourselves and to look out for the interests of others. I need to die to myself and regards others more highly than myself in order for me to live joyfully in my relationships. And really, this is the principle of the kingdom of God. To be great, you have to be a servant. To be big, you have to be small. To be exalted in a place of honor, you have to humble yourself. To gain, you have to give and not to hoard. In order for us to live, we got to learn to die to ourselves. But naturally, we do things out of selfish ambition and self-interest. We make things about us. We promote ourselves. That's why, di ba, ang dami natin makikita. This is a selfie generation. If you would see a whole lot of feed, di ba, puro mukha na lang po ng mga tao yung makikita natin. Nothing wrong with that, but it's just a selfie generation. Most of the time, we are only mindful of our own interests. We value ourselves more than others. Sabi po ni Alexander McLaren, okay, to live to self is the real root of every sin as it is of all loveless life. Hindi naman po ibig sabihin na wala po kayong love life. Okay, kayo ay makasarili. It's just having no one to care for, no one to love, and not allowing other people to love you. To live to self is the real root of every sin as it is of all loveless life. But Scripture is saying that we are to value others above ourselves and to look out for the interests of others. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. And so, sinasabi po dito that in humility, consider, think of others as more significant, more important, more valuable than ourselves. At makikita po natin dito that there is a connection between our attitude and our harmonious relationships with other people. Minsan naiisip natin at nababanggit na ang magandang pagsasama ay bunga ng aksidente lamang. Ano? Parang minsan sinasaan naririnig natin, swerte mo naman sa magulang mo, maayos ang pagsasamahan nila. And we sometimes err by thinking that good relationships do happen by accident or by chance. But harmonious relationships aren't a matter of luck or natural compatibility. They are built on an attitude of humility that works at valuing others above self and looking out for the interests of others. An attitude of humility that fights selfishness, selfish ambition, or conceit. Isang mapagkumbabang ugali na nilalabanan ng anumang bagay para sa makasariling hangarin o sa paghahangad na maitaas ang sarili lamang. And so how to have joy in our relationship? In humility, value others above ourselves. In humility, value others above ourselves. Ituring natin ang iba na mas mahalaga kaysa sa ating mga sarili. In other words, in our way of thinking, we have to be selfless rather than selfish. Huwag daw po tayo nagbebenta ng isda ngayon kasi sobrang mahal. Okay? So, but we have to be selfless rather than selfish. Andrew Murray says, the humble person is not one who thinks meanly of himself. He simply does not think of himself at all. This is not to say that a humble person is someone who does not have a healthy self-esteem or pinababayaan niya ang kanyang sarili. No, humility is not about convincing ourselves or others that we are unattractive or incompetent. Hindi po siya self-deprecation. You're humiliating yourself. It's not about beating ourselves up. Humility has to do with a submitted willingness to value others above ourselves. It is a healthy forgetfulness of oneself for the interests of others. And Paul is saying that our goal should be to become so interested in others, in helping them reach their highest good, that we become selfless in the process. Baka pag may kasama po tayo, ang iniisip po natin ay ang kapakanan nila at hindi po kung ano po yung mapapala natin galing sa kanila. When a husband is humble, he thinks less of his own wants and desires to meet the needs of his wife and family and children. When an athlete is humble, it is the team that matters, not winning the top honors personally. When the Christian is humble, he or she thinks of others before self. And so pride is given no place to operate. When there are conflicts and misunderstanding, when we think of others better than ourselves, more important than ourselves, we will always give them the benefit of the doubt. Reaching out to them, conversing with them, clarifying with them to settle the matter, but not just to settle the matter, but be reconciled. In short, a humble person is someone who is no way conceited. He thinks more of others than he does of himself. Napakahirap po niyan. Okay? I mean, that's really a hard pill to swallow. Bilang isang tatay, kapag tayo po ay galing sa trabaho at pagod na, ang gusto po natin ay kapayapaan. Di ba? Yan po gusto natin, kapayapaan. Mag-relax. Kapag umuwi ng bahay, manood ng TV, NBA highlights, chill lang. Subalit ako po, no, may magandang asawa po ako na pagod na rin sa homeschooling ng mga tatlong anak ko. At sa mga gawaing bahay na hindi po nauubos, di ba? Hindi daw po nauubos ang gawaing bahay. Tuloy, tuloy, tuloy. Tuloy lamang ang gawaing bahay. Okay? Ano gagawin ko, no? Ang mga anak ko na miss na po nila ang kanilang pogi. At masayahin po nilang tatay. Pero pagod ako, anong gagawin ko? And I will always have a choice. Will I value them over myself? Will I be selfish instead of selfless? And coming from work, a lot of times, I valued myself over them. And the tendency is always to be angry when there are things that I want to do and I cannot do. Kung di ako makapag-relax, di ako makapag-chill, if I cannot be able to watch NBA highlights kasi ginugulo ko ng mga asawa ko at ng aking mga anak. Make no mistake. To rest and to relax is valid coming from a long day of work. Valid naman po talaga siya, no? My wife's need for help in the house and someone to talk to is also valid. Okay? And so are my children's need to play with their handsome and jolly, sometimes monster dad. Valid din po yan. And so, what I learned to do is take a breather before going home. I'll tell my wife that I'll go to a park, to McDo, take a walk before going home, and just decompress. I mean, just to empty my mind of the things that's been happening in the office. Chill out, relax, pray. And by doing so, ano pong ginagawa ko, no? I am preparing myself to be present at home, to be with my family, to engage and help my wife and spend time with my children. And not to be there in the home and yet so detached to my family. Again, this would take a whole lot of work, but it is definitely worth it. This is dying to self so we may live harmonious life with others. And I believe by doing so, we will find joy in our relationship. And so in humility, we ought to value others above ourselves. What else? In humility, look out for the interests of others. Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Huwag lang ang sarili ninyong kapakanan ang isipin nyo, kundi ang kapakanan din ng iba. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. No? Sabi po ni John Piper, in other words, verse 4 of Philippians, chapter 2, is a way of saying the words of Jesus, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is, make the good of others the focus of your interest and strategy and work. Find your joy in making others joyful. If you are watching television and your child says, would you play with me? Don't just think about how tired you are. By an act of gospel fashion, Christ's exalting will put the child's interest before the pleasures of your relaxation. Look out for the interests of others. Si Bob Pierce po, no? Siya po yung founder ng World Vision. Siya po ay nag-suffered from advanced leukemia, no? At bago po siya namatay, bumisita po siya sa Indonesia, and as he was walking through a small village there, he came upon a young girl lying on a bamboo mat next to a river. So mayroon po siya nakitang babae by the river, nakahiga po siya sa hapag ng kawayan, no? And his guide informed him that she was dying of cancer and had only a short time to live. Pierce was curious as to why she was laying by this river instead of on a bed in a medical clinic. And he was told this was because her desire is to spend her last days next to the river where it was cool and pleasant. And as he gazed at her, he felt so much compassion that he got down on his knees in the mud, took her hand, and began stroking it. And then he prayed for her, even though he knew she didn't understand English. And when he finished, she looked up and said something. His guide and translator informed Pierce that she had said, if I could only sleep again. Apparently, her pain was too intense to allow her the relief of rest. And Pierce began to weep. And then he reached out into his pocket, took out his own sleeping pills, the ones his doctor had given him because the pain from his leukemia was too great for him to sleep at night. But you know what he did? He handed the battle to the guide and said, you make sure this young lady gets a good night's sleep as long as these pills last. Now, Pierce was 10 days away from a place where he could get his prescription refilled, no, yung manggamot po niya. That meant 10 painful and restless nights for him. But his act and humble act of servanthood, yes, it cost him greatly, but even in the midst of his own suffering, God infused him with a supernatural sense of satisfaction that he had done the right thing. Looking out for the interests of others. And you may ask, why will I do it? What's the motivation for doing it? You see, this is exactly what Jesus did for us. Philippians 2, 5 to 8, no? In Tagalog, sabi dito, dapat maging katulad ng kay Kristo Jesus ang pananaw nyo. Kahit na nasa kanya ang katangian ng Diyos, hindi niya itinuring ang pagiging kapantay ng Diyos bilang isang bagay na dapat panghawakan. Sa halip, ibinaba niya ng lubusan ang sarili niya sa pamamagitan ng pag-aanyong alipin. Ngunit tao siyang tulad natin. At sa pagiging tao niya, nagpakumbaba siya at naging masunurin sa Diyos hanggang sa kamatayan, maging sa kamatayan sa krus. You see, Jesus didn't cling to his equality with God. Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, taking on the form of a servant. Jesus giving up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave. Jesus humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death, even death on a cross. Do you see? Jesus selflessly left the halls of heaven to come here because he knew that doing so would benefit you and I. The Son of God valued you and me and all humanity higher than he did himself. And Paul reminds us here that followers of Jesus follow Jesus' example. Followers of Jesus follow Jesus' example. They think of the needs of others more than they think of their own. As C.S. Lewis wrote, whenever we find that our religious life is making us feel that we are good above all, that we are better than someone else, I think we may be sure that we are being acted on, not by God, but by the devil. But by the devil. Because the example of Jesus is to look for the interests of other people. Jesus did not take on the outward form of a servant. He was not disguising who God is. In coming to earth to live and die for you and me, he was revealing who God is. That he is a God whose nature is to act in love towards humanity. He came precisely because of the fact that he is God, a self-sacrificing being who look out for the interests of others. And if we are followers of Christ, we will follow his example and humbly give of ourselves to meet the needs of others, no matter how costly it is to do so. Jesus did exactly to us what he is asking us to do for others. He valued us above himself. He considered us more important than himself. He looked out for our own interest than for the interest of himself. Therefore, for Jesus' sake, let us value others above ourselves and look out for the interest of others. Therefore, for Jesus' sake, let us value others above ourselves and look out for the interests of others. You see, it was a joy when Christ valued us above himself and put our interests above his own heavenly and earthly comforts and died for us on the cross. And I believe it will be a joy for us when we learn to have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had, that though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. And when he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death, even death on a cross. Let our attitude be the same as that of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, the key to have joy in our relationships is to value others above ourselves and to look out for the interests of others for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're calling upon your name today, God. Lord, would you work so deeply in our hearts that we would be freed from the bondage of self-centeredness, selfishness, and that we would value others above ourselves and to look not only for our own interests, but also to the interests of others for your sake and for your sake alone. Lord, would you forgive us? Lord, that many times in our lives, in our relationship, in our dealings with other people, with our parents, Lord, with our spouses, with our children, with our siblings, Lord, with our friends, churchmates, Lord, that we have thought of ourselves that we're better. That we thought that we're more important than them. That clearly we are not following the ways and the examples of Christ. And Lord, I pray that you would forgive us, Lord, of our own selfishness. Lord, of our self-centeredness, Lord. Lord, of putting our personal interests above the interests of other people. And Lord, would you renew our minds and would you transform our ways from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. Holy Spirit, we allow that you would do your work in us. And probably for some of us who are listening or tuning in right now, and maybe as we are going through this preaching today, joy in relationship, maybe the Lord is speaking to you, some people that you need to talk to, that you got to humble yourself, that you need to give them the benefit of the doubt, and that you need to converse with them, talk with them, clarify things, and not just settle the matter, but be reconciled with them. Would you do that after the service? Text the person, call the person, humble yourself, approach the person, and just settle the matter and be reconciled with one another. Why? Because this is the example of Jesus. That he humbled himself, taking the form of a servant. And so that he would place our interests more than his, he was even willing to die on the cross, sacrifice his life for all of us. Would you do the same to your brothers and sisters? Would you do the same to your parents, to your siblings, probably to your office mates, to your classmates, to your friends? That though it would cost you something, but you know that you would have that sense of satisfaction knowing that this is the right thing to do. Amen? Would you follow the example of Christ? Because that's what followers of Christ do. Amen. One last group of people I want to pray for. You know, if you're here and probably this is your first time, second time, third time tuning in, and you just know and you know in your heart that you don't have a relationship with God. That your relationship with God probably is a mess right now. But you're here. And you're humbling yourself. And you're saying, Lord, kailangan kita sa buhay ko. Lord, I want to know you. Lord, yung pala yung ginawa mo, Lord, you humble yourself. Lord, you came down here on earth to be a slave in the form of a man, to die for my sin so that I will be saved and be reconciled with you. And if you're one of those people, you're tuning in and you want to accept Jesus, you want to have that personal relationship with God. You want God to save you and to restore you in a right relationship with God. Would you accept Jesus today? Would you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you humbled yourself, that you put my interests above your interests. Lord, that you valued me more than you valued yourself by coming down here on earth in the form of a man, a servant, a slave, died on the cross for my sake. Lord, thank you for giving your life for me. And today I receive you to be the Lord and the master of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God is good, amen. And I hope that we would continually have joy in our relationship by valuing others more than ourselves and looking to the interests of others aside from our own personal interests. Amen. Let me just speak a blessing to you even as we end our worship service this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and be gracious to you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We hope to see you on our on-site worship services.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.